Chapter 3. Understanding and Combating Shame, a.k.a. Gremlin Ninja Warrior Training. Shame derives its power from being unspeakable. That's why it loves perfectionists. It's so easy to keep us quiet. If we cultivate enough awareness about shame to name it and speak to it, we've basically cut it off at the knees. Shame hates having words wrapped around it. If we speak shame, it begins to wither. Just the way exposure to light was deadly for the gremlins, language and story bring light to shame and destroy it. Vulnerability and shame in one book? Are you trying to kill us? Or Defense Against the Dark Arts? Last year, after I had finished a talk on wholehearted families, a man approached me on the stage. He stuck out his hand and said, "I just want to say thank you." I shook his hand and offered a kind smile as he looked down at the floor. I could tell that he was fighting back tears. He took a deep breath and said, "I have to tell you that I really didn't want to come tonight. I tried to get out of it, but my wife made me." I chuckled. "Yeah, I get that a lot." I couldn't understand why she was so excited. I told her that I couldn't think of a worse way to spend a Thursday night than listening to a shame researcher. She said that it was really important to her and I had to stop complaining, otherwise I'd ruin it for her. He paused for a few seconds, then surprised me by asking, "Are you a Harry Potter fan?" I stalled for a second while I tried to connect everything he was saying. When I finally gave up, I answered his question. "Yes, I am a huge fan. I've read all of the books several times, and I've watched and rewatched the movies. I'm hardcore." "Why?" He looked a little embarrassed before he explained, "Well, I didn't know anything about you, and as my dread built up about coming tonight, I kept picturing you as Snape. I thought you'd be scary. I thought you'd be wearing all black and that you'd talk slowly and in a deep, haunting voice, like the world was ending." I laughed so hard that I almost spit out the water I was drinking. "I love Snape. I'm not sure that I want to look like him, but he's my favorite character." I immediately glanced over at my purse, which was still tucked under the bottom of the podium. In it, my keys were, and are, attached to my beloved Lego Snape keychain. We shared a laugh about his Snape projection. Then things got more serious.